USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. There is a suspect and a name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania near the Poconos.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. The four students were stabbed in their rooms on November 13th in the apartment they shared near the University of Idaho campus. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Panel member Democrat Judy Chu of California says they were shocked, not by the numbers, but by the IRS inaction.
The mandatory audit was not being done by the IRS. There was only one mandatory audit that was done in one of those years, and none of the audits were ever actually completed.
Chu says when Trump ran in 2016, he boasted about making $30 million the year before. But his return for 2015 shows the former president claiming a business loss of $60 million. Remember last week's huge winter storm that plunged the USA into the deep freeze? Today's forecast high in Cincinnati is nearly 65. It'll be 70 in Houston, 60 in Washington. With the thaw, airlines say their schedules are nearly back to normal. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since the Great Recession of 2008 with a sell-off, but not nearly as huge as earlier this month. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75% during today's trading. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA News 2022.
The year in show business got underway with a bang, or rather a slap.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth!
Will Smith warning Oscars host Chris Rock about his joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. Moments later, Smith walked onto the stage and slapped Rock. Smith later apologized, but he won't be going to the Oscars for a while. Tom Cruise ruled the box office with about $1.5 billion taken in by Top Gun Maverick, Jurassic World Dominion, and Avatar, The Way of Water, the other two films making the billion-dollar club in 2022. On the smaller screen, the one in your home, we said goodbye to quite a few historic shows.
Who's here to see Saul Goodman?
Better Call Saul, the prequel to Breaking Bad, ended its six-year run. Also making curtain calls, Ozark, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Batwoman, Grace and Frankie, Blackish, and Flip or Flop.
Every day when you're walking down the street.
And after 25 years of teaching kids about kindness and empathy, the PBS cartoon Arthur said goodbye. 2022 in review. I'm Rich Johnson.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.